The Five Deaths of the Faith. It is not the purpose of this book to trace the subsequent history of Christianity, especially the later history of Christianity, which involves controversies of which I hope to write more fully elsewhere. It is devoted only to the suggestion that Christianity, appearing amid heathen humanity, had all the character of a unique thing and even of a supernatural thing. It was not like any of the other things. And the more we study it, the less it looks like any of them. But there is a certain rather peculiar character which marked it henceforward, even down to the present moment, with a note on which this book may well conclude. I've said that Asia and the ancient world had an air of being too old to die. Well, Christendom has had the very opposite fate. Christendom has had a series of revolutions, and in each of them, Christianity has died. Christianity has died many times and risen again, for it had a God who knew the way out of the grave. But the first extraordinary fact which marks his history is this, that Europe has been turned upside down over and over and on and on and on, again and again and again. And at the end of each of these revolutions, the same religion has again been found on top. Folks, if you're not into these sorts of meditations or into pondering these sorts of things, let me put it to you another way. The way that several men that were converted by that realization, right? I think Malcolm Muggeridge was one of them, famous author. And that was that any faith or any religion that could survive 2,000 years of never-ending persecution, 2,000 years of never-ending attempts, and never-ending proclamations that it's over. Intercharge, please, it's over. Katie, bar the door. We're gone. We're dead. 2,000 years of this. How can it be anything other than supernaturally inspired? Name something else that has survived as long. Someone wants to say,
what about Islam?
What about it? Islam is a cheap, perverted, diabolical impersonation of parts of Christianity. That's what it is.